All right. So this, and it's Taylor, right? Is your first name?
Patrick Turner.
Sorry about that. This would be the tape statement of Patrick Turner. The case number is, actually, I just had it. 2019. The time is 14:34. The date is 04/11/2019. I'm Detective Whining with the Olympia Police Department. The statement is being recorded at the Investigative Division of the Police Department. Mr. Turner, do you understand the statement is being recorded?
Yes.
Is this with your consent?
Yes.
Please state and spell your full name.
Patrick Turner, and that's PatrickTurner.
And middle initial?
A for Allen.
Okay. Date of birth?
10/19/85.
1985. Okay, what's a good address for you?
9812 Steamboat Island Road, Northwest, Olympia, Washington, 98502.
And a good phone number?
360-878-3244.
Okay, perfect. So I do this for everybody just in the statements. Do you certify or declare under penalty of perjury under the laws of Washington that the statement you're about to provide and the information contained therein is correct, accurate, and true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Perfect. So I just reviewed your report. It was almost like I'm actually the acting sergeant for the detective division. Mm-hmm. This case is going to be assigned to a detective fee check. He's out right now. He comes back on Monday. But since you're here, we normally what we do is as soon as we get the case, the detective will interview whoever the victim is. So I thought you're here. Why not get it done and get it knocked out? So let's start. You say you got some paperwork going. Why don't you pass on to me what you got, and we'll go from there.
Well, some bits of information on here, and okay. I also spoke with some of my people from the streets,
okay,
which is also involved in this case.
Okay,
but I originally went to the courthouse because I wanted to file restraining orders,
okay,
or protection orders against these individuals as well. It's working basically gang and street related.
Okay,
the individuals in question, I'm no longer allowed in any of their establishments or they're connected.
Okay.
We have a lot of gang activity going on in our beloved Olympia.
Right.
So, and on the word on the street now, after I got my ass handed to me, I have a hit out on me.
Okay.
It's supposed to be dead by June.
Okay. And who relayed this information to you?
One of my connections.
And can you divulge who this connection is so that like we can talk to them? Because if there's a hit out on you, that's pretty serious, and that's something that we need to look into. And where they found out would be great, too. So who told you that?
Well, the rumors were being thrown around. Two individuals that you might be able to get in contact with, which they probably won't.
Okay. They won't talk to me, or I won't be able to find them?
I don't know. Maybe either or. But okay. I'll give you some information.
Go ahead.
One of them is a female named Shadow.
Shadow, okay. And that's just her street name? Do you know her real name?
I know.
Okay.
And then there's an individual, which he used to always be around with her.
Okay.
But they've separated since. Joshua, or Josh.
So is it Joshua spelled different, or is it...
No, it's like, the same spelling.
Okay, just pronounced... Is that just the way he pronounces it, Joshua?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any last name for him?
No.
How about a description of these individuals? What does Shadow look like?
They're both white individuals.
Okay.
Josh is, I guess, 5'10".
Okay.
6 foot, something like that.
Okay.
Shadow's 5'6".
Okay. Anything distinctive? I mean, Shadow usually has probably got some distinctive marks. Like, what kind of hair does she have?
I guess down to the shoulders, brown.
Brown. Okay. And these are they homeless, transient?
Yes.
Okay. And where do they usually hang out at? How do you
usually
know
downtown.
Them? How do you know them?
Because they're also involved in the scene and victims.
How are they victims?
Well, the clubs that we've been running, such as the Society and Jake's at 4th Ave.
Okay, you say we've been running. What does that mean?
The gang that I was in or involved with.
You were in a gang with Shadow and Josh?
And I've informed on these individuals, and this is how all this is coming about.
Wait, you informed on Shadow and
no.
Josh? Oh, okay.
They're good. They're just
they were
victims.
In the gang too, though?
Not necessarily, but they are victims because of the drug and sex trafficking.
Okay, is Shadow being sex trafficked by them?
I don't think so anymore.
Okay, but they've been dealing. They were dealing drugs to him. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and they were in this gang too, or they were just associated with the
Vecna
gang?
Associated.
Okay. Okay. And what's the name of this gang?
Oh, technically, it was Black Panthers and the Bloods.
Black. Okay. And this is...
The Bloods are more street stuff.
Right, and this is all engaged, like, is it centered on society, and then is 4th Ave Tab, like, associated with it, or Jake's, or, like, what's, how does that working?
They're, I guess you would say it's run more centralized.
Okay.
So all the clubs are associated with Black Panthers and the Bloods.
Okay.
Because they're
how
all
do you,
allowed
how do you,
into
how do you know
it.
This information?
Because I would go into the clubs. Okay. I used to be able to be allowed in there.
Okay.
But since people started to know that, I snitched on them. And
okay. Who, like, when did you... I mean, I don't remember any reports that you provided to police really? In reference to them. Like, who did you... Because I get a lot, especially the drug stuff. That's kind of my bread and
they
butter.
They even told... and they sent me, after I did that, Sergeant Hauser.
Okay.
Which is a good friend of Alex Boise.
And who's Alex Boise?
A co-manager of the Society, who's also okay. in cahoots with Black Panthers
okay.
and the Bloods
okay.
and Vincent Stoner,
okay.
which I want to press charges against.
Well, and what are the charges against Vincent Stoner?
They're the ones who like have big control over all okay. this stuff that's going on.
Okay. So I guess like to bring this back to the
and
assault.
They're the ones who put this order that had the FBI come after me and
okay.
detained me
okay.
because of my views in religion.
Okay. So I'm aware of that event. I'm
okay.
aware, and I'm aware that the FBI came to talk to you.
Yeah, they're ruining my life.
And I understand the circumstances behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
And like I got beat up just trying to exercise, walking around the park and stuff.
Right, but it wasn't these guys who beat. It wasn't Vincent or
no. The bosses only
Stoner or
command people. They don't
but,
get
okay.
themselves involved.
Okay. Okay, so I guess my question is like, you don't know for sure that they are the ones who had these people beat you up. You just...
Well, the people that did beat me up are part of the clubs and part of the gang.
And how do you know that?
I've seen them before.
Okay.
And they've been in these clubs multiple times.
Okay. And then can you go in and... So let's start with...
Sorry.
No, like, this is just a very big case. So let's start with the paperwork. So you say you have an anti-harassment order, and who's that towards?
Or I was going to use it against Alex Boise, Vincent Stoner, and then Micah Grandy.
Okay. And has that been signed by a judge and approved? Or?
No, not yet.
Oh,
I just
so
picked him up
you're
today.
Applying for it. Okay. Okay. And then what is this right here?
Oh, this was the stuff that... that when they detained me,
okay.
When I was outside the club,
right.
and then FBI talked to me
right.
and said my views are mental health related,
okay.
then I was sent to telecare facility,
can I see that? Okay.
and they detained me
okay.
because of my religious and personal views,
right.
and they since I was involuntarily detained, they took away my gun rights,
okay.
And of course that's going to prevent me from other jobs and positions that require use of firearms or possession of firearms. Yeah.
Are you okay with me reading through this?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
So I've had a lot of stuff go down very recently, and it's wrecking my life.
Okay.
I can't go outside without being like stopped or detained or harassed by
people. Who's detaining you? Other than this one time with the FBI, who else is detaining you?
Anytime, like, I'll be walking downtown at night.
Right.
Of course, like Sergeant Hauser and someone else will be with him.
Do you understand why they would stop you, though? I think it's more of a safety concern for you because I saw the pictures and the description. I mean, you're wearing full skinhead regalia, right?
Yes.
And this is a very like anti-racist town, and wearing
anti-white
that kind
of white racist,
right? Right, right.
Because Black
right.
Panthers are okay.
Well,
for some
I've never
reason.
Seen any Black Panthers downtown. Have you seen any Black Panthers?
Yes.
And they wear like the jackets and stuff.
They got what? Everything.
They got like the. Like, I've never seen them.
Okay.
But so my for you, there's fear that this kind of stuff is going to happen when you wear that kind of stuff downtown by yourself, especially.
Yeah, and that's why I'm, like, I go places with my sister
right.
and people now.
Okay, and that's your sister downstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of learned that lesson.
Okay.
So I can't even walk.
Size owner regarding Fox messages.
And like I said, I don't even say or do anything bad against people. I always say, love yourself, love your religion, love
right.
where you came from, love your family.
And what's the skin? It's Sokcho? What's it called? The skinhead religion? The Viking stuff? What is it called?
Well, like Norse paganism?
Yeah, there's like a name for it.
Odinism or Astra?
Maybe that's it. I thought it started with an S.
Yeah, it's just basically a European
okay.
religion prior to Christianity.
And is that what you're practicing?
I do have that, yes.
Okay, okay.
And that was when I was saluting the gods, they detained me.
Is this a Sikh hall? Or you...
Right.
Okay.
You usually will salute to the sun.
Okay. Even though, I mean, you know that that is tied to Germany and Hitler and
that point.
People see that as more of a skinhead thing than it is a religion thing, right? Although you see it as a religion, the people that you're talking to and the people around you don't always see that way.
Yes, in the modern world, that is correct.
Right,
until about 1750,
right.
all of our people...
Right.
Did that. It was the Caesar salute.
Right.
The 300 Spartans used that salute.
Right.
So it was there
well,
for
I think
a long
they were more of
yeah.
a... Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It was hit the chest and
right.
then
right.
out with the right hand because that means you come in peace.
Right.
There's no weapon. And I see you also have a Celtic cross on you.
I do. I do. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm good, man. Like,
right?
Yeah, I mean,
I might detain you.
That's what was on your shirt, right? Yeah, the Celtic cross
yep.
on your shirt. Yeah, I just don't have Aryan stuff on me as well.
Which in the ancient Sanskrit means noble.
Yeah.
Okay. And no one believes me. And I said, just Google it.
So here's the thing. Like, I appreciate your study into the religious side of it. Mm-hmm. My fear, though, is that people will misinterpret. When you wear Aryan on there, that people will misinterpret what your message is, right? Mm-hmm. And that is cause to lead people to assault you and to hurt you. I do believe that you're doing the right thing and traveling with your sister, and I kind of like to talk to her after this. So it looks like you were trespassed from society.
That's what they said.
Okay.
Since I was outside on public sidewalk.
Well, I think, yeah, okay. I haven't
and I was never served with any type of protection order.
Oh, you haven't been served with any...
Correct.
Okay.
So I never knew until
okay,
after
until
they
this.
Detained me.
Okay.
And I was like, what? I do have an email that I was sending to all the different police departments as well.
Okay.
And the FBI and courthouses about the last 8 years of my gang activity, including stuff that will put a lot of these people behind bars.
Okay. Have you stayed in contact with Agent Capra? Is that his name?
No.
Okay.
He didn't give me a card or anything.
Okay.
I don't know how to get in contact with him.
Okay.
I do apologize if I feel a little agitated.
No, buddy, that's why we're here, man, to sort through this. Okay, so read that. You're applying for the anti-harassment order. Is this your medical release form copy of it? Do you have a copy of your med records? And is this something that I can keep, or can I make a copy of it?
Yeah, I guess you can make copies.
I have that because that was from us.
That's the stuff from when I was detained and my superior court stuff when. So-called mental disorder against my religion and views.
I mean, whoever did this assessment here on you is saying that you suffer from bipolar, manic, psychotic features, PTSD, and that PTSD, that's a history, ADHD by history, depression by history. So that's past stuff.
Yeah, all that is past stuff because it's been fully treated throughout the years, and I still go to therapy, and I do guided meditation.
Okay.
And we do the visualization, deep breathing exercises. So all this has helped me get off like a lot of the medications.
Okay. And are you on your meds now? Did they give you more meds after this?
They did give me some meds.
And are you taking them?
Currently I was talking with my therapist and I do not need them anymore.
Okay. And that does your sister know
as
that?
I yes. And okay. as I was discharged, they said it might help you, okay. but you don't have to take them because it's not required after you leave this facility. It right. was only court ordered that we give you this or an injection while you were here. Okay. And I was released Friday.
Okay. And then when did the assault happen? You were released on Friday.
It was the 9th.
So that was 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's still all big.
And yeah.
I wanted to get this done before everything. Okay.
And what are you hoping? So somebody said something about pressing charges. You want to press charges against who today? Because I saw the suspect descriptions. Mm-hmm. It was a white male, Hispanic male, and black male.
Yeah.
But it was the white and Hispanic that were the only ones that assaulted you, and the black male was there with like a stick or something like that.
Yeah.
So we haven't identified them yet. And like I said, I just read this case. We had a stabbing that we were working all the last 2 days.
Understandable.
But do you know who those people are by name or where we could find them?
Specifics?
Right.
No.
Okay. Because that's where we got to start.
They are
them.
Street kids.
I can't jump right to these guys.
Yeah.
Without
the big
getting
bad bosses.
Right. Yeah. You got to climb the ladder, right? But here's my. And is there any other paperwork that you wanted me to see?
I guess.
Okay.
This is just all stuff from.
Yeah, I saw your NAMI paperwork. That's all from like when you were detained by.
Yeah. Detained and everything.
Okay. So I will take a copy of this, and I'll probably take a copy of this as well, and I'll run it back to you.
And I think because they told me to come down to the police station because normally it would be like a filing charges. For doing these,
who told you that? Who provided this
courthouse?
Yeah, so
because of the I want to do restraining orders against at least Alex, Vincent, and Micah. Micah's a dealer and distributor of drugs, and Alex and Vincent are big bad bosses.
Right. So we don't handle the courthouse up there, does
right.
it? You have to apply for it through them, but there's no other than this case that we're talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that indicates that these guys, other than you saying that they're running these gangs, we don't know that they're connected to this, right? Until the investigation's complete.
Okay.
So I don't know what we can provide you for the anti-harassment order request, because you just have to fill it out, and then you go pay the $80 or whatever, and a judge looks over it, and he makes the determining decision on whether he will allow that. I'm going to tell you right now, like these guys aren't contacting you, like personally.
I do have Micah's stuff and his phone number and address because we used to be close.
Right, right. And I'd heard that. So, let's focus on the assault piece. Let's just focus on that to start. Does that work?
Okay.
So let's start. This was on the night. Tell me how it all like went down. Where were you like at the start of the day? Like, kind of walk me through it.
Start of the day.
Yeah.
So like when I was at home before.
Yeah. So like yeah. So how you got downtown? So you're at home and you're like, hey, I'm gonna go out. You get dressed in your gear and then.
Okay. So I was gonna go do my exercise.
Okay. And you live in Steamboat.
Yes. I normally do my exercise around Capitol Lake in the downtown area.
Okay.
So I just.
And you walk always
around.
You always wear jeans, a shirt.
Yep.
You wear it and the boots
jeans.
And everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Like to do your exercise, you don't work out like because you look. You're professional right now, and this is a professional setting. So I would think when you're going to exercise, you would wear exercise gear.
The right. Can't move. It's like,
why are you wearing like hiking or like
robots.
Stomp boots when you're out walking? I would think that would be like more walking gear.
Gang activity.
So you
it's
you,
very heavy downtown. It's bad.
So I guess how does that wearing what you were wearing at that day help protect you from gang activity?
Well. I wouldn't necessarily. Nothing would really protect
right.
you from anything.
Right. Exactly.
Especially since everyone knows who I am.
Right.
So it like doesn't matter how I disguise myself.
Okay. So I just like exercising. I would think you go downtown to mm-hmm. you wear some.
I just wear my
shoes.
Comfortable clothes.
That shit ain't comfortable. Come on, the boots ain't comfortable.
I've had them since 2003, so they're really worn and broken.
I mean, I was in the Army for 12 years, and I have boots that are like. 20 years old, and those things still hurt when I walk.
What?
Yeah. Okay. So you're in your Aryan.
I do have Shoals, Dr. Shoals in
okay.
them.
So. Okay. So you're wearing Aryan.
Magellan.
You're Aryan, like Magellan. Aryan, your Aryan gear, and you're walking downtown. You're walking around the lake, walking downtown. Okay. So Just how long were you
jeans,
walking?
Jeans, t-shirt, my boots.
Yeah. How long have you been walking?
Socks. Oh, I normally do about an hour or so.
Okay. And how long into this hour walk were you?
I was nearing the end because it was like 4:30.
4:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was like 4:30.
Okay.
So I was walking back towards my car.
Okay. And where were you parked at?
In the parking lot on the opposite side of Capitol Lake. I think Marathon Park it's called. Or where the bathrooms are.
Okay. So over by the mansion? Like over by the train tracks?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Marathon Park. Okay. That's a good hike. That's on the opposite side of the lake. Mm-hmm. So you were...
Go all the way around.
Yeah, okay.
And I normally will sometimes, if I had extra energy like I did that day, also go some through downtown.
Okay.
Because I also went to... let's see, what are the street names? Walk down Water, and then I come back from that way. But I walk down Water, then go from 5th Ave and... go to 4th Ave, come back, and then come back through Water, down through 5th, so I'm on the
sidewalk.
But
you didn't do that this day. You were just on the backside of the lake coming onto Water Street. Is that right, when this happened?
No, I did my full circuit.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay.
And the two individuals, it was at the time of the female and the white dude.
There was a female involved too?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a female and a white dude that first... made contact and was following me.
Okay.
When I was on Water coming towards 5th.
Okay. And were they talking to you or saying anything, or they were just...
That was when words and stuff were being exchanged.
And between you and them, or like were they mostly talking to you? Like,
it was mostly them.
What were they saying?
A lot of slurs and...
Like, be specific, man. Me. Like, be... Like, just tell me exactly, like, quote, like, if you had to air quote, like, they called me a racist motherfucker, like, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, is that what it was? Like,
that was that, and, can like, you tell cracker, me, like, and okay. Nigga this, F that, F
were they
this.
White people?
Yes.
Okay.
Which I'm like, and I just told them, hey, you guys have to love yourself, love who you are, love your genetics, and if you don't, that's on you guys.
Okay.
And I'm going to be me, you be you.
Okay.
But they're like, F that, man. You can't be doing this stuff. You can't be coming around here. You got one on you, and in our...
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
That's the hit.
Okay.
And afterwards, when I got all beat up, and I went back to... Sorry, I'm, like, fast-forwarding.
No, you're okay.
But I went to the warming station, Providence.
The CCC, or the Community Care Center across from IT?
Yeah, the Intercity Transit Center, yep. Yeah. So they helped me... clean up.
Okay. But you were beat up over by Water Street, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why'd you walk all the way over there?
Because I was supposed to go back for my friends, Shadow and Yash.
Okay.
And I wanted to let them know what was going on. Okay. But since I was all bloody and everything, after I got the car, I went back towards that place.
The CCC.
Yeah.
Community Care Center. So you, these people are talking shit to you. You walk... You get beat up, then you walk back to your car, then you drive to the CCC.
Yeah.
To go look for Shadow and Josh.
They were standing outside, yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't have to, like, search.
Okay.
I was already there, and then okay. We went into the warming center.
Okay. Is that where you got called the police?
No. After we did that, since it wouldn't stop bleeding, then I went to the hospital.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And that was Providence, St. Peter's.
So if I were to pull up, like, because IT has video cameras there. If I were to pull that up, about what time would that have been at? And what kind of car do you have?
That would have been a little bit later. So I guess that would be the 4:30-ish, 4:45.
Okay. Okay.
So just slightly after.
Okay. So maybe 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of car do you have?
It's a midnight blue, so it kind of looks dark.
Okay.
And it's Chevy Cruze.
Okay.
Echo, ECO, Eco. Was it 2014?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want so if I pull up the cameras, I can see it. Because then Shadow
should be kind of shiny.
Shadow and Josh will be outside. And do you meet them outside and they get in the car? Or do you go inside the CCC? Or
we were going to originally go in the car and just go to the hospital. But then we went to the CCC.
So you went in. Did you park? Where did you park at?
I was parked in where the homeless camp used to be.
Okay. Down from the IT center.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you walked across the street?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
There's blood everywhere.
Okay. Okay, so tell me about...
We'll go back to...
Yeah, go back to the assault. So the guy and girl are talking shit, say you got one on you. Where were you when you encountered the three assaulters?
So then at that point, I think when they were walking across the street, because I also jaywalked to go ahead and try to get away faster.
Okay.
From crossing from the side of when we got onto Water Street all the way to 5th, towards the park where the grass is. So I wasn't in the park, I was on the sidewalk. So I walked that way, and they were on the phone, and I assume they would call these other people, the black guy and the Mexican and stuff.
The girl and guy were on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least just the guy was.
Okay.
Girl was a little bit straggling. And then those other people came, the Mexican or Latino, sorry, came down 5th. So from 5th Ave, and then these guys were like this towards me. So about where Sylvester Street, I think.
Sylvester, okay. Yep.
I think that's where we'll probably see all the blood stains. Okay.
Probably gone now. It's been raining and stuff. So.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
But I did also, after all that went down, I walked my ass all the way to my car back at Marathon Park. Okay. So there might be something somewhere.
Okay. I mean, I ran it this morning. It was all wet and puddles and everywhere. Oh, so, yeah, I took a run around the lake this morning. So. Okay. So tell me how the assault went down. So you were walking... Yeah, I got you. Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, you got
adrenaline.
This is tough, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, for the assault, after, like, a lot of name-calling and basically verbal exchanges and...
Kind of describe these verbal... I mean, tell me, like I said, I need quotes, man, like, exactly what was said, and, yeah, so I can understand it.
Alam's like, we're going to kick your ass, take off your shirt... You stupid racist motherfucker. Da, da, da. This is going to get you killed. You shouldn't come here anymore. We got one on you.
And who, this is the white dude was saying
mostly
this?
The white guy was saying that. And then when these other people came up, they started to come in at it too.
This is
so
the
I had
Hispanic
like three people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like three people. I'm like, ah.
And give me the exact location of where this happened. Like, where were you
stopped?
I think
that
right
was
there?
Exactly at the, like, right between, on the sidewalk side. Parkside, where Sylvester and 5th meet. I think it's like a little bit right there. That was kind of like where it stopped and got punched. Sir. Like 4 or 5 times upside my face.
I'm trying to think which one's Sylvester. So.
I think where the fountain.
Okay. So, okay, 5th. Sylvester's where that building's getting renovated?
Yeah,
okay.
All the construction and stuff.
So you're at that corner and you're on the park side.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's like the crosswalk right there and the big open field. And Okay.
Yeah.
So it's right by the road at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
When traffic's everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a fucking minute.
I like that expression.
No. I am not shitting you. Like, I was driving home the other day and... I remember, so, holy shit. I'm driving by and I see somebody in a white shirt and jeans in like an aggressive stance and a guy, tall, kind of skinny
dude.
Girl
yeah.
behind him and they are talking to you. And now that I think about it, it's you and you're talking.
Yeah.
And the tall guy... Like, you're standing, and you're almost in a bladed stance talking to him. And the guy, I remember he pushes you right there. And the girl is trying to, like, kind of pull him off, right? To get him away. Like, and you guys are chirping at each other. And I remember I saw him push you.
Yeah. He was getting very violent and aggressive.
Yeah. So that guy pushed you. But that was a guy and a girl.
Yeah. So that was before everyone else came.
The guy pushed you. Okay. Okay. Because you were saying they were verbal with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I drove by this. Okay. Okay.
The universe happens in mysterious ways.
Yeah. So,
So those were the two individuals that were following me.
Okay.
And then called up their buddies.
Okay.
And that was they called him up, I guess, when we were crossing the street.
Okay.
So at that point. And then they came from the opposite side, so running down Fifth Ave, so kind of from behind where I was.
Right.
So, like, when I turned, I'm like, oh, shit.
Okay, so I like...
So you got there before everyone else.
Right. So I was going up the hill, and there's traffic behind me. I thought it was just, like, a dude just, like... talking shit to each other. I didn't think it was like a big fight. It was like a push.
Yeah. But so you, like, got before everything happened.
Yeah. So the guy and the girl. So this is Fifth here. This is the lake here. The little mounds over here. The mistake on the layer of the buildings right there. You were here. The dude was here, and the girl was here.
Yeah.
And like you were facing this direction. And the guy was talking to you.
Yeah, they turned me around because I was going to keep walking.
Okay.
Towards my car.
Right. Okay.
But I got turned around, especially since kept getting physical.
Right.
No longer verbal.
He pushed you that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And did you?
And I knew something was going to happen. So I was like going to defend myself.
So you chose to walk this way back.
I didn't walk.
Which way did you go?
After, because they. The other guys came from this way.
Yep.
No matter what, I didn't go back that way.
Oh,
so he pushed me, but then since I was trying to defend myself.
Did they appear to be homeless?
Yeah.
Okay, because
they are street kids.
There's homeless camps, like, right underneath the Fifth Avenue bridge here.
Yeah.
Okay, so they came from this direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I would be walking that way anyways.
Okay.
So eventually we walked a little bit in, like, Sylvester Street's over here.
Yeah, Sylvester Street's right. I think, yeah, so maybe this is Sylvester and this is, like, another one.
Yeah, Water Street or something.
Bayview. Water Street, I think. Maybe this is Sylvester. This is another one. Simmons.
Oh.
Maybe this is Simmons, Sylvester, and then Bayview's. Bayview's, like, right here.
Okay. Way over there.
Okay. Okay.
So this is the sidewalk.
Okay.
It's on the park side and stuff.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's where it got all
That's where it started,
and stuff.
Okay. With the guy and the girl.
Yeah, I think probably after he's seen these people come into view, which I didn't even know about.
Okay.
That's when I got, like, he got the first swing. I didn't really fight back because I already knew shit was going down.
Okay.
And then after I got first hit, that's, I kind of, like, spun around. And I saw these other guys, like, right behind me already.
Okay.
And then it was like, boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
So it was, like, five hits, and I kept walking this way to go back to my car, and I'm like, okay. I gotta keep going.
So how many times did you get hit?
I believe four or five.
Okay, four or five. And it was by this guy?
From that guy and then the Latino dude.
Okay.
As far as I know. I don't
But the Latino guy came in later. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he looked like he was darker skinned. He was wearing, like, all black almost.
Yeah. He did have very nice green eyes.
Okay.
I remember that. And I was talking to him about that.
Okay.
And I was like, why do you keep saying nigga and acting black, because he had, like, all the baggy clothes on and everything, too.
He had a hat on, too, right?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. Like a dark-colored hat.
Yep.
Either that or very short hair.
Okay, yeah, okay.
See, now you know I'm not making it up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember seeing that, and I remember, like, when I first drove by, I see the girl, I see the guy, and he's, like, talking he's very animated.
Yeah.
And you are standing there in a very defensive posture, like, you're ready to fight. Like, we call it the bladed stance. Like, when we're talking to people and we think that they're going to fight us, we're like this.
Yeah.
It's a very, like,
I was
defensive
a little bit
posture.
Locked down. Yeah.
Right. And you had your shoulders were hunched over. And then, so I drive past,
you know,
I see that, and I drive past, and I'm like, that doesn't look right. And as I look back, I see the push. Mm-hmm. But as he pushes, he kind of is moving. He looks like he's walking away.
Yeah. I think he wanted to see what I was going to do.
Okay.
And, of course, I didn't swing or nothing.
You held your ground.
Yeah.
Like, when he pushed, you just kind of went back to that bladed position.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
You know exactly what's going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, I saw it. I mean, I was a witness to that part, but I didn't see, like, I didn't see anybody running from that direction at that point. I mean, I saw people jogging in the park.
Probably in another 60 seconds or 30 seconds, probably after the light already changed. And you,
but there were a lot of people around there. Did anybody come and say anything? And, like,
a couple people did pass us.
Okay.
And one dude on a bike.
Okay.
Which was, he went faster after, because my blood started gushing, like, after, like, two punches.
Okay. So was it really fast? Like, so all these guys come over.
Yeah,
and
I think it was maybe a minute.
So this dude threw, this dude threw four punches?
I would say he threw two to three punches.
Okay.
The Latino dude maybe did another two.
Okay. And then that was it? And then they took off running?
Yeah, because it was getting more busy.
Right.
I believe that's what probably saved my ass.
Right. Okay. Okay. So how, like, all punches to the face?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like...
Okay. 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 So
and
what...
Luckily, they did CT scans and said nothing, no internal bleeding, no hemorrhaging of the brain or anything. So it's okay. Just my nose that's okay. Fucked up and all the cuts and scrapes
okay.
That we have to let heal on its own.
Okay. And is the black eyes, like, is that mostly from the broken nose? Because a lot of times the pressure goes, is, like, and any stitches or anything?
No stitches
okay.
Needed.
Okay.
So they said I was lucky.
Okay. 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 And then after that, you go to your car, you go to the CCC, and then Shadow and Josh are like, okay, let's go to the hospital, and you go to St. Pete's, and that's where you get treated.
Yes.
Okay.
And then that's when I asked to call the police and did all this stuff.
Okay. Okay.
And then they told me about the victim fund and whatever.
Yep.
And even though I was like, I got Medicaid.
Okay.
I'm a poor person already.
All right. Okay.
And afterwards, I talked with Shadow and Josh again, and that's how I found out. They were saying I had this hit on me, and it says dead by June.
Okay.
That's the word on the street.
Okay.
They're street kids, and they live in a tent and all that stuff, but they're always on the move like everyone else.
Okay. So...
And there's only a few people that I know who puts these orders out.
Here's my question, man. Like... I believe there are drug dealers downtown. I believe that society is pretty heavy in it. I do believe that there is human trafficking, but a lot of it is survival for some of these homeless girls. They use that as their way to get their drug money, where they do it for drugs. And there is somebody who is coordinating these efforts. I do not believe that there is a bigger conspiracy to kill you.
Okay.
I don't think that's out there. Doesn't mean that it's not. And it doesn't mean that you don't believe it.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that I don't believe that this assault is connected to the people at the society. I think this assault is based on what you were wearing at the time and that these street kids downtown have a code. And they, when anybody violates what they perceive as their code, they feel like they can take this type of action on people. My concern is, what is next for you? Because... you've already been contacted by the FBI because you are like, I mean this
yeah,
report.
Yeah, for some reason now I'm a person of interest,
right?
Even though I've been like this for a very long time.
But it hasn't been that long, right? Because like
2003
is when you started into the. Do you consider yourself skinhead?
Yes. Okay. Skinhead, neo-Nazi, whatever.
Okay. So 2003 is when you started, but it wasn't until recently. I mean, you've been going to the society for a long time, not doing skinhead stuff, right? And it wasn't until recently that started manifesting.
They've known about my past experiences and street life.
Okay. What is your street life?
Well, I know a lot of people from the streets.
Okay.
And I was wrapped up into all the stuff that they do in society.
So you were doing drugs?
I did have drugs, yes.
Okay. Did you deal drugs or just using drugs? Mostly?
I used. I didn't deal. I don't sell to my people.
Okay.
I will never do that.
Okay. Because that's a big thing when it comes to Aryan Nation stuff, right? Like,
you're not supposed to be doing drugs.
Yeah, you don't put those chemicals out there.
Correct.
Okay. But you've been doing this since 2003, but the society has only been open for like a year, if that. Right? It was like 1230 room. It's been all sorts of other shit for a long time. Like, yeah. Society.
For the past 8 years, Alex Boise's been building it up and Vincent Stoner as well.
Okay.
And I do have some information on that too.
Okay. I'm not looking to gather stuff on that. Like, that's not my world now. My world is your shit.
Yeah. Different case,
yeah,
I guess.
That's like dope stuff. And not like, I don't know if the FBI agent or Sergeant Hauser has relayed this to you. Your presentation of your skinhead ideologies and like you coming downtown and doing it as an individual. Like usually skinheads have like a Northwest wolf pack, or they have their group of people, or like there's Hockencroyd skinheads, there's that's HSK, they have Aaron Family, they have all these different groups. But it sounds like you are
Same thing
you are a lone wolf, right? You're the lone wolf Aryan guy rolling downtown in his gear at 4:30 in the afternoon on a goddamn Tuesday, and it appears that you're looking to pick a fight, right?
Even though that's what I always do, but...
But, I mean, you know, that you see what I'm saying? You know what I'm getting at? And then you show up to the society wearing this stuff. So the fear is this the beginning of something bigger, right?
They should have stopped me a long time ago.
Right, and that's my question. What is your plan? What is your long-term goal? Why are you here right now?
This is my town. This is where I live. I won't give up. I'm not going to run away.
Okay. Because you live in Steamboat.
My family, this is...
Right? You live in Steamboat? Right. Right?
Okay. But I have lots of friends and people that I consider closer.
Okay.
Close relatives.
Okay.
Or even though they're not blood related, still technically family.
Right. But do you hang out with them? Do you talk to them a lot?
Okay. I talk to people here, a lot of street kids.
Okay.
And I don't consider the things that they've necessarily done or how they got involved necessarily their fault. Like the drugs that are being passed out onto the streets.
Because I got to tell you, I can't see you walking into the CCC... Dress the way that you were dressed and not have people tell you get the fuck out of there.
Do it all the time. So do we have cameras there?
I don't think so because it's all privacy stuff.
Okay.
But I'll go in there and ask them, man. Like, yeah, I'm good with that.
And ask about Fox.
Fox.
Fox is a good person to know information on.
Okay. To know information on or... Because I saw it in here, you had mentioned something about Fox
News. And
it says Jamie Foxx, which...
Right, I'm like, what? Like, is that a joke? Because I'm like, 75% of the information that's in that report is incorrect.
Right. Okay.
It's like they didn't even listen to what I had to tell
Fox, them. Fox, a.k.a. Jamie.
Which is incorrect.
Had to block the respondent.
Fox actually, last time I knew Fox had dead, blue hair. Fox is dead, long with the queen. Yeah, which is graffitied on the sidewall of King Solomon's Reef parking lot. That's the word on the street.
I don't have any mental problems... Medication won't help. But you were on medication for a long time, right?
For a period of time.
I heard your mom recently passed. Is that right?
Last year.
Mm-hmm. And what happened when she... And you live with your dad?
She had cancer, so it was going on for a while and diabetes.
How long was it dragged out for?
A couple years.
Yeah. And you live with your dad still?
Yes. My father and my sister live at my house at Steamboat.
And so it's your house?
Correct.
Like...
In my car. Everything's in my name.
Okay, but did you... who purchased it all?
I did.
And what did you do for work?
I used to be working customer service. I can do it. Xerox ACS.
Okay. Like you worked at the Xerox store or... Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when did you stop?
The end of 2015, and then I was on disability until 2017.
What was the disability for?
Doing the mental health and rehab.
Okay. What was the rehab for?
Basically just the mental health stuff and PTSD.
Okay.
That job was harsh.
What caused the PTSD?
It was all the extra crap from customer service. It's Verizon Wireless customer service and billing.
Okay.
So people always called in.
Oh, angry. Fuck, man. Like, I feel so bad for customer service people because, like, people are, like, it's basically like cops, but you can't do anything about it. Because, I see people at their lowest point when they're having their worst fucking day. And they just want to vent on somebody, and you're a customer service rep, and all they want to do is yell at you for the reason why their bill is fucked up. And you're like, I don't own this. I don't control this bill. I can't do anything. So I feel bad for, like, my wife. She's one of those people that, like, she yells at customer service, like, you cannot do that. It's not that dude's fault. Like, that dude's just receiving your phone call.
He's on the lowest part of the totem pole.
Right.
He like, gets minimum wage.
I love it when, like, people are like, I want to talk to your fucking manager. Everybody wants to talk to the manager. Right. That's why they're
That'll
talking to
That'll be an hour
first.
Later,
right.
And I'll have to wait on hold with you while we wait for the manager. But I could help you if you want me to resolve your issue today.
Right. So did you chemically medicate for a while on your own?
On my own?
Yeah, like,
no.
Was it? You said you were a part of this drug stuff at the society. Like,
yeah. I got... All mine was legit. I even had my medical card.
Oh, I mean, you didn't do, like, coke or meth or anything with those guys?
I, a couple times.
Dabbled in the,
a little bit,
the coke stuff or meth stuff?
I think meth only, like, once or twice. But that was like, bleh! And I'm like, nope, never again.
No.
But everything else was, like, vaping.
Okay.
And it was through, well, I guess if we're talking about of my knowledge compared to... The drugging that happens at the clubs.
Right.
Okay. So of my knowledge and of my own free will, I only did medical side.
So you you admit that you have, like, there are some mental health things. And
from
like,
past and stuff. And right. Yes, I may still have things
currently. Right, I mean, there's residual stuff. Like, what's the fear of being on medications?
And my beliefs are not the reason for them.
Right, and I'm not saying that is, but, like, what's the reason to not be on, like, mental health meds?
Mind-altering substances.
Okay.
It's just like if I was taking the street drugs or anything else.
Okay.
I dislike how they change me and change my mood and change my persona.
Okay.
I would rather prefer to be who I am, love who I am.
Right.
And I would do meditation. I'd do the therapy. Could do some mixed martial arts, whatever that I need to stay active and fit and healthy. And exercise. Well, got to kind of edit that.
Right. Well, what's your long game in all this? What is your hope? What are you hoping to get out of, like, you know, publicizing your religion, walking around the lake wearing the Aryan shirts, like going to the society wearing that stuff? I mean, I know you're not allowed there anymore, but what are you hoping to get out of that?
Well, all that stuff is just my personal thing, so I don't really hope to get anything out of that, but I do want to make sure that there's justice with these individuals. Okay. I want to make sure that I help the boys and girls that need it.
Okay.
Like the sex trafficking that is going on, and I could help put these bad people away.
Okay.
And there's underage victims involved, too.
So I got to tell you, unfortunately, I can't use you as an informant, or I can't use you as, like, a CI or anything.
I'll just give you the last eight years of information.
Because of this stuff. Like, it doesn't matter what you give me. Mm-hmm. Like, the FBI contacted you, and a mental health provider has made some statements that would taint anything that you would give me. You know, you see what I'm saying? Unless you were on meds and you came in here and provided that stuff and you could show that you were taking them and all that stuff, anything you say to me would be discredited. And I couldn't act on it. And if I did act on it and I ended up hurting somebody, now I'm on the hook for shooting somebody based on information gained from someone who has been identified as being bipolar, manic, schizophrenic, like a whole list of stuff, and then refuses to take their meds for those said mental illnesses, right?
Even if we have other providers that could say that I have improved and didn't need said meds?
I mean,
because like I said, these individuals also, they're the ones from society and the Black Panthers that are in collaboration with this, who helped call the feds on me and wanted me out of these places. And even claimed that there's a protection order against me, which I can't find. There's no protection or harassment order.
Okay. I do know that I remember here in society, because they started calling us. They're like, hey, we are concerned about what's going on. They thought they saw, like, a pretty rapid change in who you were. Because they said he was a great guy. He'd come in, he'd hang out, have a couple drinks. You're almost there every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty regularly. Like, and you didn't really drink a lot, but you, like, everything was fine, and then they said all of a sudden, like, you started showing up in the Aryan gear. You started, like, making comments about why the fuck are these Black people coming in here? And that made them really nervous.
That.
You never said that? Okay. I don't know. This is me, I am paraphrasing. This is the way that I, like, interpreted the information that was passed, and I got it secondhand. So they were concerned, you know? And we are in a, we're at a time right now where people get concerned really easily, okay? We are a very sensitive nation, mm-hmm. and we are people who are trying to be aware of rapid changes and want to try to make, if we see something that's an issue, address it early and try to make some changes. Because here's what I'll tell you. People are afraid that you're going to go do something dangerous and you're going to hurt some people. Did they tell you that?
No.
Nobody
until I got detained.
Okay, so I'm telling you right now, like, people are afraid that you are decompensating and that at some point you're going to hurt somebody.
My father could also, I have a legal statement from my father, which also they recorded in that statement of things he said, which he claims he never did say.
Okay.
So that is also something that we can throw into the case.
Okay, I mean, that's not for me, man. Like, I don't know, like, That was for your mental health stuff, right?
Yeah, and saying that I was, like, decomposing and whatever, and losing my mind or whatever, he said that is incorrect. And they know I've been this way for a very long time.
Right.
And same thing with society. They know, like, since August, September, October, that time frame is more than 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, whatever they said.
Right.
That's when most of the people knew that stuff.
Right.
About me. So why didn't they say something at that time?
Right.
Instead of just now.
Well, fuck, they probably wanted your money. Cause I mean, what is a business if not for customers that come in all the time and repeat and pay and buy stuff? And,
yeah.
Okay. So here's...
Oh, no. You know the secrets.
Yeah.
People want money.
Right. So I have the information, and I remember seeing that guy. I will pass all this on to Detective Fichek when he gets back next week, and we will probably go make a run at folks at the CCC and under the bridges. So that gives us a good starting point for these individuals. I'm going to tell you this part. We're not ready for that. Okay. And I don't think
be
this
like
is
a different case.
Yeah, and I don't think this is something that we're ready to tackle. And I don't think that this is connected to this. I don't think that – I think the assault was people saw your gear. They were offended by it.
How did they know who I was?
I mean, did they say your name? I mean, what did they
– They knew me exactly who I was.
I don't know, man. I mean,
you got one on you.
And, well, see, I don't know what that means.
Oh.
And I've never heard that before, and I don't know if that means like it could mean a million things. Like doesn't necessarily they didn't say you have a hit out for you,
yeah.
And it wasn't until Shadow and Josh say, oh, they're the ones who told you it's got to be by June, right? Okay,
dead by June, quote unquote.
Okay, so what I would recommend,
and the white guy who was yelling at me the most of the time,
right.
He was the one. Another quote that I absolutely remember, which kind of started it all too, when they were yelling like across the street. Was snitches get stitches.
Well, that's fucking, I mean, they say that about everybody, especially
right.
When, like, we just, the stabbing that we just had, one of the suspects decided to try to mix in with the victims of it, and as they're detaining him, he yells, snitches get stitches. I mean, and he didn't even stab anybody, but he's like, don't you motherfuckers talk, because that's just the way, I mean, that is street lingo, that shit I hear all the time. But here's what I recommend, okay? If you in your heart believe that this is going on and there is a big conspiracy to murder you by June.
I don't care too much about myself.
Right.
I want to help my friends and
but
family.
But as a safety plan, the idea would be stay the fuck out of downtown, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would stay out of downtown, stay away from Josh and Shadow because they see you connected to them. And I'm not... And I don't know if this is real or not, okay? I don't know if this is a mental health issue. I still have to decipher that. And
okay.
I don't know if this is a mental health issue or if this is, if there is a reality to this. But I don't want to feed into a paranoia if that is a mental health issue. But I also, I believe in being safe. I believe in creating a safety plan. And you sound like you're an intelligent dude. And
you
want to protect the people in your life. So the way to do that would be to stay in Steamboat. Right?
Because there's nothing out there.
Well,
I have to come into town to do business.
I would disagree. And well, what's your business?
Well, like going shopping.
Right. And you can go to Target and do that shit, right? And that's on the west side of Olympia. You can go to Shelton to do that shit, right? Shelton has a much lesser population.
You go to Shelton.
But has a much lesser population that wants to whip your ass when you walk around in an Aryan shirt. You see what I'm saying?
I suppose, yeah.
Right.
Like there's still like crazy drugs and crap going on.
And I'm not saying that, but the population that wants to whip your ass when you wear an Aryan shirt is less likely to do that in Shelton than they are in downtown Olympia. But the safety plan is like, don't wear your fucking Aryan shit when you're walking around the lake in downtown Olympia, right?
That's like all I pretty much have.
But I know that you're. I know. Well, you got a nice suit, dude. You got a nice suit.
Work on.
But I know you got. I know you have your religious freedoms, but
wear my PJs,
man. But people who like are trying to do the right thing and trying to protect their family will make those sacrifices. Like I'm a religious dude. I don't go running around telling people that because that's none of their fucking business. I don't need to project it. I know in me what I believe.
Right.
I don't need other people to believe that shit. I don't need to project it to everybody. I don't need to throw it up on a big billboard and say, hey, this is me.
Right. That's why
I need to protect my family. But I know, but you wear a shirt, you wear fucking stomper boots, and that's going to happen. You know, like people are going to be offended. And they're going to try to call you on
these. And these aren't really good to walk around in. All
right. So are you living on SSI right now? Is that
no. What, I was working on a case previously on that.
Look to get.
I was thinking about going back to work and.
Tissue or anything?
I think it's okay.
Okay. That looks dried, yeah.
Yeah. It's just itchy.
Yeah.
Like my eye was itchy earlier, and I was like,
oh. Motherfucker, yeah.
And the inside of my nose, like I scratched it earlier, and then it started bleeding again.
So I'm like, there's dry, crusty blood in there, yeah.
Yeah, just let it stay. Yeah. They said just let it coagulate and stuff, and then eventually it'll heal up.
Right.
But yeah, this is insane. It's like it's getting worse. Oops.
You're good.
That's my sister did.
Check on
made
you.
An alarm. So oh.
What's the, is it like just a check-in kind of thing?
To put more quarters in the machine thing.
Okay.
Because it's been an hour.
We'll wrap this up shortly.
What was the question? Sorry. If we had one.
Oh, no. You were explaining to me about your injuries, and I was just kind of saying, hey, man, like the best safety plan is to stay out of the enemy zone, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like I said, I spent 12 years in the Army. I'm still in the Army now. I'm Lieutenant Colonel. And I am all about, like, operations orders and setting up, like, plans to mitigate risk. And walking around, like, when I would travel, I'm not traveling in my full uniform. I'm traveling in gear that I can kind of blend into wherever my environment is. I'm not saying go dress like a transient kid or, like, you know, get some dreads and wear hippie stuff. But you need to understand your environment. And that's the first part. And understand that although you're wearing a uniform, you are the sole soldier in this. So there's risk to that. But
yeah, it's like everyone's out.
Right.
It's like,
right. So
I don't have backup.
Here is what I ask you. Okay. I don't want to see anybody hurt, you or otherwise. Okay. If there is ever a thought that you think that you need to go do something physical to harm anybody, I want you to call me first, okay? So that as a military guy, we can talk through that, okay? And maybe have another plan, because that's not a good plan for anybody, right? If at any time you are hurt, call me. Okay, so that we can address it, and we can, because now this is the investigator side. We can investigate that. Mm-hmm. But
I think I did the right thing with not, because I pretty much let them wail on me,
right.
And I didn't take them down or anything like I could do. It's like there's multiple ways to harm someone or even kill, even with your fingers.
Yeah. I mean, what is it, Krav Maga? Like that's like anything.
Yeah.
Keys, whatever, yeah.
And,
okay.
But I knew I was already way outnumbered, and then I saw weapons, and I'm like, oh, shit.
And it will never end well for you, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Any altercation that you get in is never going to end well for you, because you're going to be the soul.
Target.
Right? Yeah. And even, I know that, did you own guns?
No.
Do you own any guns? Have you ever owned, do you have plans to own any guns?
I did at one time.
Okay.
But can't now.
If you notice, like, I'm a cop, I'm not carrying a gun right now.
Yeah.
Because they're like, for me, I'm on the SWAT team, and there's a time for that.
Right.
But if I need to defend myself, if I need to do something like that, I believe in the tactical retreat. Okay? The tactical retreat, recalculate, think about it, tactical pause before doing anything.
Right.
And what I asked for you is, whatever this was, no retaliation, you have now, like, it's happened. I don't think it's these guys, okay? I'd like to talk to your sister, because I want her to kind of keep an eye on you and make sure that your demeanor doesn't change and your idea of what you need to do doesn't change. Because I think you need to reevaluate what's going on right now and take a deep look on how you're going to operate from here on out. Because I don't think coming downtown wearing your shit is gonna fix anything. It's not gonna convert anybody.
Yeah. I don't want that, dude. Like I said, everyone needs to be themselves, loves themselves, love who they are. If you're a white dude, maybe you should like being who you are.
Right.
Not it's like, hey, I want to be black.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right. I got you.
I'm like, but that's on you if you want to be that
that's
way.
That's their thing, right?
Yeah.
And let them do their thing. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to make copies of this. I'm going to shut this down real quick, unless there's anything else you want to provide today, information-wise.
So I guess, would I have to, since I do have a lot of other information too. I have it fully typed up, about eight, like 11 pages of the past 8 years of stuff.
Okay.
Especially from the last year with society and the gang activity. I don't know if I could email it to you or something.
I'm going
to
give you my card. Like I said,
so we can have a different case.
Yeah, any plan. I'm going to review it. You send it to me, I'll review it. I'm not promising anything.
That's okay. Good. As long as you read it.
Right. It's intel, which intel is always good and gives us something to move on, but I can't use it as the basis for a criminal investigation.
Okay.
But if other things come up, I can use it to corroborate that information, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's my card. Email is the best way to get a hold of me. If it is an emergency, the cell phone is the way to do it, but I request that if it's something that is immediately urgent, because I'm not always going to answer it. 911, dude. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's more immediate.
Right. And if there's anything that you, like, if you're experiencing anything that's mental health provided, or I mean, get a hold of a mental health provider, right?
Yeah. Like, I have my biweekly therapy.
Okay. Where do you do that at?
CMAR.
Okay. Okay.
Tumwater.
Okay. Okay. Have you been with your patient at BHR or anything ever?
In the past, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
But they always say you could only have, with Medicaid, Medicare stuff, you could only have like one provider at a time.
Right, right.
So then after I switched over to CMAR, then all the BHR stuff stopped.
Okay.
And if I did do BHR, that would like shoot me out to Lacey.
Yeah. Well, let me go make copies of this. Is there anything else that you want to add for the assault piece?
I guess not. I guess I said everything that I need to.
Okay, cool. Well, this ends the statement of Patrick Turner. The time is 15:36 on 04/11/2019.